heaven.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later,
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number's 882. You know how easily I'm confused, Kevin. Don't talk when I'm talking.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Baldwin McCullough Live.
888-340-3373. Scroll down so I can see, because Kevo, you know, I'm excited right now, because we always proclaim here on Baldwin McCullough that, well, if you disagree with us, you jump to the head of the line. So Bob,
and we're going to take those disagreeers in just a second, but since the beginning of the hour, we should let people know what we're talking about.
All right, go ahead, smarty pants.
No, it's your topic. You go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, the FDA says they're knocking down the age of the morning after pill down to 15. And I tweeted,
without parental permission necessary.
Sure. That's where you don't got to tell mom and dad. You can just go into the Walgreens, CVS, whatever it is, and now just get this morning after pill.
I'm going to get some vitamin C. I'm going to get some Hall's cough drops.
And a comic book.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Girls
yeah.
read comics? I don't see.
Yeah.
Girls
yeah.
read
I'm
going to get,
no,
I'm gonna get a Glamour magazine.
Yeah.
Maybe a Vogue. And, oh, yeah. And some Plan B. Because you never know.
Or you can get 17 magazine when you're 15. You know what I mean? But
yes.
the point is, as we were saying, and the shock, on a common sense level, the shocking thing to me is this is just it's comedy to me that a kid can now go get a pill that allows them to have an abortion, no questions asked. But if they're at school and they need two aspirin and they go to the nurse, gotta call the parents.
Yes.
So
that's how. Well, Stephen, and I'm not going to belabor this point, but it illustrates what your point is, and that is, I want you to take a look at just this last week. We couldn't decide in 3 days of deliberations over Kermit Gosnell's abortion clinic if he should be, the jury cannot decide yet if he should be found guilty of first-degree murder of children while killing them from snipping their necks. If we don't have moral clarity to determine that that's murder, then there's almost nothing else that we're going to decide is morally clear.
Correct.
So that's just the bizarre, you know, three-ring circus universe that we live in now.
Well, that certainly is becoming that way. And as we say here on Baldwin McCullough Live, if you disagree, you jump to the top of the line. We're going to go to line two, Angela in Reno, Nevada on 99.1.
Hello.
Angela, how are you? Thanks for calling Baldwin McCullough Live.
I'm doing great. I have to tell you, first of all, I'm 51 years old, and this has been going on for 45 years. Because when I was 15 years old, there were a number of girls that got pregnant in my class. And unfortunately, they had to go to the county and get an abortion. And I know of one case in particular where the little girl went and got an abortion without her parents' permission and ended up coming home and having a hemorrhage and was too afraid to tell mommy and daddy, and so she ended up dying. And I want to tell you, a lot of kids between the ages of 12 and 16 are having sex. For 45 years, it's been going on, and probably well before that. And they don't tell their parents, because kids don't tell their parents everything. But, you know, if you raise your kids to believe in God and raise them in a good church, you might not have that problem. But I'll tell you, a lot of kids are doing it, and especially today with all of the radio, music telling them to have sex, and all the TV stuff telling them to have sex. They're going to do it, and I think it's great that you can go in and take a pill that doesn't give you an abortion. It just prevents you.
Oh, Angela, hold on a second. Why do you say it doesn't perform an abortion?
Because what it does is it's an overdose of hormones that prevents you from getting pregnant. So it's not actually.
Well, how does it prevent you from getting pregnant? Give me the science, because I'm really curious how you can say that it's not an abortion when it's practically the same medicine as the RU486. It's just slightly different.
Well, it's just an overdose of hormones that prevents the egg from planting in the uterus. And, you know, it's so funny that men are so upset that women...
And is that egg fertilized?
No. Well, it may be.
Yes.
It may not.
Yes. Yes, I mean, Angela, it's fertilized. We're gonna tell the truth on Baldwin McCullough. Yes, that egg is fertilized, and it keeps it from implanting. And thus preventing that embryo from getting the nutrients that are necessary.
She was going to make another point. Go ahead, Andrea.
I'm saying that, say a girl goes out and something happens. They go to a party. They drink too much. She has sex. That doesn't mean she got pregnant. But just in case she, you know, thinks that there is a possibility, then she can have access to that. Instead of having a taxpayer supporting all these illegitimate babies and everybody's screaming about the food stamps and the Medicaid and all this for 18 years. You know, I personally don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think that people should have a right to do what they want with their own bodies. And, you know,
sure.
I don't care what you say about 15
years. Sure, but don't make me pay for the abortion, and don't make me pay for your pills, and don't give them to my daughters without my permission.
Well, your daughters, you know, if you raise your kids right, you don't have to worry about it. But, you know, there's a lot of kids that come from families where the parents aren't home, the parents don't pay any attention to them, and they're out there doing it. And you know, you can hide your head in the sand and pretend it's not happening, but it is happening. And I think it's a much better alternative than going and having surgery to prevent it in the first place.
Angela,
I have another question for Angela really quickly.
Go ahead.
Angela, my question to you is, so now that this will potentially be the situation, if that in fact leads to more 15-year-old girls having sex because they can do this and take the pill and not worry about it, is that a good thing in your opinion?
I don't think I'm sorry.
My question was, if this leads to more 15-year-old girls having sex and getting pregnant as a result, is that okay with you?
Yes, because I don't think that this pill is going to make a difference. I think the kids are having sex anyway. And I think that it's stupid to think they're not. It's been going on from the beginning of time. In the old days, people were having kids.
Cool.
Having children actually between the ages of 12 and 16.
I hear you, Angela, and I appreciate your passion, and I hear what you're saying. Here's the bottom line. And,
Thanks for the call, Angela. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. The bottom line is this. The bombings in Boston demonstrate this. The pregnancy rates demonstrate this. We are in a world today in which we believe that actually telling people the truth is incapable of, number one, being understood, and number two, incapable of producing any actual results. And as long as we continue to foster a society in which we say the character of the individual and how the individual lives their life doesn't matter, because we have all of these chemical things or medical things or surgeries or whatever else to just take care of stuff, then we're never going to grow different people. Angela said, well, if you raise your kids right and you have them in a good church, well, that's a huge step in the right direction, yes. But it goes beyond that, because there are a lot of parents that have kids that they take to church and they're not involved in their lives. And it is very, very, very deep engagement into the life of your children that prevents them from doing these things.
Sure.
It is not just putting some Band-Aid on it. And it is insanely crazy to say, oh, kids, they can't decide. They're like rabbits. They can't keep from having sex. They're just gonna. That's the one thing we talk about, choice all the time. We never believe that kids are smart enough to say maybe being abstinent is smart. And when we see abstinence programs that are working, then we don't recognize them legally. It's just it's mind blowing. We got to grow different people.
Our number is 888-340-3373. We got about a minute left. Let's go to Bob in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bob, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Bob.
I cannot agree with y'all better. You're right. I'm a Christian. What we're looking at, I think, is the slamming of the barn door after the horses are gone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always an attempt to recover after things have happened, and that's the immoral, secular, humanistic nation we're developing.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm a physician. Unfertilized eggs do not implant, and bleeding can occur severely with the day after pill.
Yeah.
So it is dangerous. It is an attempt by the humanist to recover after it's too late.
All right, Bob. Thanks very much for the call. Really appreciate it. All right, Kevo.
I'm going to trust the doctor's view on it.
Absolutely. And more importantly than anything else, Kevin, as a parent and as somebody that some might question, but hopefully as somebody that just tries to have good common sense on a day in and day out kind of basis, your child at 15 now can go take a pill that gives him an abortion, but can't get aspirin from the nurse in school.
Right.
Does that make sense?
And the solution is not to suddenly make the aspirin more accessible. That's not the point that we're trying to get to. If they need your permission for the aspirin, which is fine, they should need your permission for the abortion pill.
We'll be right back.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
To you from the opposite coasts tonight, Kevin in Los Angeles, Stephen in New York, yep. And you joining us by phone from wherever you are, Sirius XM, 338 radio stations across the country, and thank you for making us, well, one of the hottest listened to broadcasts in anywhere in the world on Saturday night, so we take that with a great deal of gratitude from you being here. Thank you so much. The president, we're talking about this morning after pill and the fact that the FDA just kind of came out and said, well, you know, we're not going to let you have a say on this. And they just changed the rules. So now girls that are 15 don't need parents' permission to get the morning after pill. They're proud of this. Listen to the president, what he said about it.
There's a decision made by the FDA and the Secretary of Health and Human Services. It's not my decision to make. The rule that's been put forward by the FDA, Secretary Sebelius has reviewed, she's comfortable with, I'm comfortable with it.
All right. Well, as long as he's comfortable with it.
Yeah.
As long as Kathleen Sebelius checked it off, well, who's Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough to stand in the way of that logic?
Yeah.
I mean, for the love of all that's holy, if Kathleen Sebelius said it must be okay, then we got to go with it. I love it when the leader of the free world puts his entire rational thinking skills into the hands of a governor from Kansas. Doesn't that give you great comfort?
Well, we ain't in Kansas anymore.
way to pick up on that cue right away, Stephen.
Yeah.
Timing.
Yeah,
acting.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live.
That's
888-340-3373.
I think there's one line open. Let's go to line three. Stan has been on hold in Sarasota, Florida, listening to XM 131. Hi, Stan. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
Hi. I just wanted to mention one thing. I feel like this is kind of like China, what China does, but they forcefully do it. Here, if you're voluntarily legalizing this information so that 15-year-old kids can go in the store and actually do this voluntarily, population control becomes an issue, and I think that for our country, as far as the result of this happening to 15-year-old kids would cause infertility and massive side effects from actually having to take medication at such a young age. And I just believe that, you know, instead of having to force people to have abortions or control the population, they're voluntarily opening this up to people just to actually do it themselves and actually causing character to be responsible, having to actually do these things and obviously spreading STDs and increasing viruses because of not using protection and actually freely doing this so that they can have a plan B, just take a pill and just...
Well, isn't that the point, Stan, that Stephen was trying to make to that caller a little while ago? Anytime you do this kind of law, you actually increase the number. It's Stephen, it's like people that argue for the on any level the legalization of certain drugs.
Right.
Well, now all you've done is you've increased the likelihood of who will use those drugs.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that's what has happened here. You're increasing the likelihood that people will be increasingly irresponsibly sexually active.
Right. No question.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Stan. Appreciate you being here.
You want to go right, to line one, brother?
Yeah, let's go to Detroit. Listening on our newest affiliate, the great station, WDTK, 1400 AM, and Stephen is there. I think our very first caller from Detroit. Hi, Stephen. Welcome.
How you doing there? Yeah, I got a lot to say about this.
Okay.
If you noticed, Obama, he washed his hands of it. I know he's in charge of the FDA, but I don't think that's true. What has been happening is since he got in office, the FDA has been taken over, and it's now the FDAA. And I'm not sure what those initials stand for now. I know it's food and drugs, you know. But they changed it. They put all kinds of new HRs on the books that they can go in your backyard and stop you from growing an organic farm. They've bought in all the seed companies. They're responsible for all the GMOs,
yeah, that's
Agent
true.
Orange. Now, you got to understand who these people are and what's really happening here. This is just, it seems so outrageous because it's just a diversion of what's really going on.
Well, Stephen, first of all, it's not a diversion if you are saying that you're going to let 15-year-olds get an abortifacient. That's not a diversion. That's a real thing, and it's not responsible for us to say don't pay attention to that piece of legislative action or executive action just because there may be bad behavior going on in the GMOs or in the food supplies or in the seeds or other things.
Okay,
both can be equally bad.
Yeah, it is. It's so outrageous that it doesn't even seem real. You know, you got to understand that I don't think Obama. I think when he got in office, they pulled a screen down. They showed Kennedy get shot and said, "Do you have any questions?" And all Obama could say,
"Oh,
what's
Steve,
your
come
agenda?"
On. Really, you really believe this?
I do. And
okay.
Look who Monsanto is and who runs the FDA. You got to look at the source of this.
All right. Well Steve, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, no. Thank you for your call. He's got his thought process, all of that.
I'll tell you what happened. The day they gave us this radio show, I pulled Steven into a room and pulled the shades down and showed him the Zapruder film. And I said, "Do you have any questions?" To which Steven said, what episode of Dragnet was that?
No. Tell the truth, Kevin. You brought me in the office, pulled down the shades, and showed me clips of my performance as Barney Rubble.
And you said... One wrong move out of you, and I'll put these back on the web.
Yeah, right. Now, you said, there'll be none of that on Baldwin McCullough Live. Right, Stephen? Right?
Followed by Biodome clips.
Yeah.
Select Biodome clips.
Exactly. How much time we got, Owen? All right.
We got another minute. Let's go to Annie, line two in the Bronx. Annie in the Bronx.
Yo, Annie.
Hey, guys.
It's Annie, our favorite caller. Hi, Annie.
Annie, I'm upset with you. You haven't sent over any red sauce in a while.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've really been trying to stay sane and analyze things and just not get so worked up. But you know.
But you can't help yourself. So here you are, back on our call, back on our show again.
Apology.
No worries. What are your thoughts?
CBB has the potential to be mischievous, and we know that's not true. Anyway, but I wanted to say very quickly, isn't it ironic that a man who goes over the head of everyone and anything whenever he wants, all of a sudden has no say in this?
I believe bam! Listen to Annie laying down the smack tonight. Annie, we're short on time, but thank you for the call. Wow! Hadn't even thought of that, Stephen.
We're going to have to give Annie like her own little spot on the show now. Annie needs to be our Annie on the street.
Most insightful caller of the award tonight. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough, and we're glad you're with us every Saturday night starting at 9 o'clock Eastern.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I am Stephen Baldwin. He is Kevin McCullough.
Hello.
Our number is 888-340-3373. It's been a great show, Kevo.
Well, it's a very interesting and very personal discussion that we're having tonight, because this impacts people. And it's one of those things where we absolutely must think clearly in a very confusing world today. And what we're talking about, if you're just turning on the radio and joining us, Stephen Baldwin brought up in the first hour, that this story that was broken this week, where the FDA is just going to, without any input from Congress or the people or anything, just randomly make the decision that your 15-year-old should now have access to the Plan B morning after pill. And there are people that are saying, oh, well, what's the big deal? It's just birth control. Well, it's not, actually. It's technically, under the technical definition of what abortifacients are, it actually is an abortifacient. It's not as violent as some later-term abortions, like what Kermit Gosnell's been doing in Philadelphia, or what Lila Rose and the live-action group revealed this week in film after film of other abortion clinics that are doing the same stuff that Kermit Gosnell's doing. But it is at the very earliest stage of the pregnancy, an abortion. And so Steve asked the question, should we be okay with the FDA telling us that our 15-year-olds can now, you know, go in, buy a pack of gum, and, yeah, I'll pick up some Plan B. Because, you know, never know, Stephen, when I might need it. I might be, you know, might be feeling like I got to... what, Jackie, okay. I'm having a fight with Jackie in the chat room tonight because she keeps saying obnoxious stuff. Yes, some girls aren't pregnant when they take it, and they're taking it as a means of preventative. But what you and all the other people that seem to be in favor of this haven't volunteered tonight is that the designers of it actually wanted to see a pill that would work up to 3 or 4 days after conception. So this isn't just like, you know, no big deal. It's not just a hormone. It's something that messes with the actual process of natural conception and childbirth. And it does do negative progress to a fertilized egg.
Sure, but more important, let's go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I was just that's all I had to say.
No, and then more important, to add to what you said with whatever trouble Jackie's causing, is a 15-year-old girl old enough, you know, because. You know, of course, 15-year-olds can be having sex. One of the callers that disagreed with us, you know, clearly said that that's a reality and that's what they're... But that's not the question. The question is the power of this drug and the effects of this drug as well, which can cause very serious health issues.
Right, right.
Should a 15-year-old be, in, you know, is a 15-year-old old enough, wise enough to determine whether or not this type of a drug, they should be taking it, et cetera, and for the parents to not know. I've said it a few times. I'll say it again. Now, a 15-year-old can go take this abortion pill with all its negative side effects, but if they were in school and wanted 2 aspirin from the nurse, you'd have to call the parents.
Yeah. Line one, Randall in Lakeland, Florida, listening to AM 1110. Randall, thanks for being here. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
As a pastor, I have a 14-year-old daughter that will be turning 15 the 9th of May.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sitting there listening to this stuff, and I really have to bite my tongue.
Yeah.
You know, because our men that start to dress like women, and our women got the gall to get up there and dress like men, and say that they have the reproductive rights to kill their own child. And they want to tell me, as a father, that it's our right to help embolden pedophilia with my daughter or their little collective nanny state-ran government to tell me that I don't have a right to parent my child.
Right.
And yeah. Find out how she got pregnant to begin with, you know, because there's other things involved in this situation. It just infuriates me to no end. And as spirit speaking, as a pastor, it's aligned with our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, and Yahshua, His Son. If I am this upset, how do you think our Heavenly Father feels?
Mm. Well, Randall,
point.
You're talking to two guys. Thank you for the call, Randall, and God bless you for your work, brother. Couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't agree with you more, Randall. And that's why we do this program. That's why we do Baldwin McCullough Live, because first and foremost, we are grateful that we have a platform to share with our listeners and share with them these opinions that Kevin and I have. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live, and we will be right back after this.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Baldwin McCullough live, live from New York City, live from Los Angeles, live all across the country on Sirius XM 131 and 338 tremendous radio stations, like the Truth Network out of North Carolina, KCBQ in San Diego, like AM 970 The Answer in New York, and everywhere, just about everywhere in between. By the way, Stephen, I got some good news this week. We have been asking people to help us get clean drinking water to the children of Haiti.
Absolutely.
And the children of Haiti don't have any more fresh, clean pure supplies of drinking water because of the earthquake in 2010, and they've had an outbreak of 450,000 cases of cholera, which was a dead disease up until this tragedy. Our goal is to get 1,000 children with a lifetime supply of clean drinking water, and we have until the end of June to make that happen. But I got to say, people have been responding, and as of the end of April, we were closing in on 700 children already given clean drinking water, which means we still have 300 kids that we haven't reached yet. But friends, if you're listening tonight and you want to be part of that, there is a matching gift for any amount given tonight, dollar for dollar, matched dollar for dollar, and it will make a difference in a kid's life. So here's how it works. A gift of $100 will supply one child clean drinking water for the rest of that person's life. That's less than 0.0078 cents per day. That's less than a one-tenth of a penny per day. And if we can't spare a penny per day, if we can't do 10 times that to help some kids, then we've really got problems. Think about a $100 gift. If it's given tonight, another person will give another $100 gift, meaning instead of reaching one child, we'll reach two, and that'll be 698 kids that we have left to go. So would you consider going to the phone and making a difference in a child's life in Haiti, desperately, desperately needing it? They're drinking water that has fecal matter in it from both animals and humans, and your gift will guarantee that they get water purification systems built and in their areas guarded well, put in cement casing, so if there's another hurricane or earthquake, it will withstand that. And if it doesn't, the manufacturer has promised us they will go in and replace them for the life of the project. Here's the phone number, 855-916-4673, 855-916-4673, 855-916-4673. 700 children already being given clean drinking water because of your efforts. We have 300 children yet to reach, and we need your help. $100 will take care of one of them. 855-916-4673. All right, we've been talking about this Plan B new policy by the FDA. Let's go to Maida, who's listening in Medford, Oregon, on XM 131. Hi, Maida.
Hi there.
Glad you're with us.
The thing I'm thinking about is about, you know, 15-year-olds emotionally, I'm not sure how some of them can handle it. Some teenagers can lie to their parents and not think nothing about it, but there's some out there that feel guilty for that, and they'll feel guilty that they might have aborted a baby, and they can't tell their parents about it, and then it's going to cause them to act out and have problems in the family structure, and the parents won't understand what's going on.
And your government, brought to you by your federal government.
Yeah, so I think it's just going to make more emotional trauma for kids out there, which they already have a lot of that out right now.
Yeah, so Maida, would you say that, because this is basically the question I was just trying to ask from the beginning of the show, is do you think 15-year-olds are old enough, mature enough, wise enough to be able to make a proper decision as to whether or not to take something like this, or is it just going to enhance exactly the point you're making right now? It's going to make it worse. It's going to promote sex for kids and young people around this age, et cetera, et cetera.
Definitely. I think it'll promote it. And, I mean, you know 99% of the time that they're going to break up with whatever boyfriend or whoever they're with, which is even more trauma. So it just makes a mess out of, I think, everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
It's not an easy way to go.
No, thank you, Maida. Well said. Thank you. Let's go to Margaret in High Point, North Carolina, listening to AM 830, The Truth. Hi, Margaret.
Hello there, boys. Fellas, I'm so glad to get through. I'm so opposed to what our government's doing because I agree with you. A 15-year-old emotionally just may not be mature enough. And on top of this, if this child has any reaction to this medication, it's not being monitored. The parents take them to an emergency room. They won't know what in the world is going on. Mm-hmm. And if she's on any medications, she has the risk of taking that along with some medications.
Exactly.
Where she could have a reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
This is ludicrous that our government would do such a thing. to allow a child to walk in and get something like this and not let anyone know. And it doesn't prevent her from going from pharmacy to pharmacy and just getting a nice supply. So if she has sex on Monday night, she takes a pill on Tuesday morning. How about Thursday night, Saturday night, or any other night in the week? Is she going to continue to take a pill? This is dangerous, and I agree with the physician that called in several calls back.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I hate to say it, but it's going to take a couple or several of these young women dying before they'll step up to the plate and stop it. And I think
you're probably right.
There will be some deaths from it. Mm. And then one other thing. I hope Angela is listening to me. For so many years, I've heard women say, it's my body. I can do with it what I want. Well, that's true. It is your body. But you have a baby in there, and that baby does have some rights. Years ago, we had slavery in this country, and it was legal. A man bought a slave, and they did whatever they wanted to with that slave. They beat it. They could starve it. They could hang it. Was that morally right? John Kennedy said it wasn't. All they've got to do is go back and read his speech on civil rights. He said that the civil rights issues in this country regarding a person's skin is a moral issue. Now you tell me, where has people's conscience gone in this country? Do we not have any moral at all? If a slave can be treated like that, then why can a woman stand up and say, I own my body?
Really well said, Margaret. Maybe one of the best thought-out arguments I've heard in a long time. Thank you for your call. We're short on time.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Founders Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Is Mr. Stephen Baldwin still with us?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
It sounded like you were ordering something from the pharmacy in the background. It's not like a bottle of that, please.
I'll tell you later.
Anyway, it's been a very interesting past 2 hours, and glad you've been with us. Let's go to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey, listening to AM 970, The Answer, out of New York. Hi, Ralph.
I'm certainly against this whole idea of forcing 15 and 16 years old the pill, the morning after pill, for the following reason. They are not emotionally prepared or ready for you know, the consequence of these things. But on the other hand, let me point out also that Obama has plenty to say about the NBA game player, but the abortion doctor in Pennsylvania, it has fallen, or in Philadelphia, to be exact.
Right.
Fallen by the wayside.
Well said, Ralph, and we're short on time, so let me just thank you for your call. If you did not understand what Ralph was saying because of his very lovely accent, and I wish I had an accent because I always think they sound cool. He was saying that, Stephen, that President Obama came out and tweeted about Jason Collins coming out of the closet in the NBA, but he has yet to acknowledge what Kermit Gosnell has been accused of and is on trial for in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And it really tells you where we're at in the mix-up of everything.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great show. Thanks to everybody that called tonight.
And I just want to jump in quick, Kevo, and just
go
say
ahead.
For all we're doing at BaldwinMcCullough.com for the water, for the Haiti program, and how many people have we already touched with that?
About 700 of the 1,000 we were trying to take care of 700.
I want to say thank you to all our listeners. That's awesome. Please, let's
300 to go.
Let's do it. Let's get it done.
855-916-4673 if you want that phone number. You can also give online at domuchgood.com. You heard Stephen mention it a second ago. And while you're there, there's this really good video of what a child goes through that doesn't have clean drinking water. You should watch that video. It's about 3 minutes in length. It doesn't take much time. But then $100 will supply clean water for a child for the rest of their life. And just ask yourself, if it was your child, how would you feel about it? 855-916-4673. I'm Kevin McCullough from Los Angeles. He's Stevie B.
Thanks,
New York.
Everybody.
See you next week.
See you, Kevo. God bless.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.